Hello everyone, welcome to Design Your Life channel. This is Dennis C and I am your coach for today, and I'm going through a series called 7 Perspectives of Effective Leaders. If you're listening to the podcast at Spotify, at Design Your Life podcast with Dennis C also. So we are now on video number 3, which is our third perspective. Something that I've discussed with my team, something that has helped us create the culture that we want for the past 3 years that I'm leading our church at Victory Makati. And so I want to share this perspective because it has helped not only me, but has helped our team. And hopefully this helps you turn things around in your church, in your organization, or in your business. I realize some of the things that that is being discussed here is not just applicable to church, but it's applicable to every organization out there. So perspective number 3. Called strategic bets. Strategic bets. Now, Christian po ako, hindi po ako naniniwala sa betting, no? Pero this is just a term that's used, strategic bets. Now, before I jump onto it, I want you to think about this. No? Answer this in your mind. Failure blanks me. Failure blanks me. Marami po tayong naisip, di ba? Failure scares me. Failure paralyzes me, failure defines me, or for some of us, failure challenges me. Diba? Iba-iba po ang ating definition or answer to that question, failure blanks me. But it would be good for you to answer that question. Failure blanks me. Now, as you answer that, let me now go through strategic bets. Strategic bets are new initiatives that add or differ from how you operate today. You're making a strategy, but the strategy is not certain. Yun sinabi ko sa episode 1. No? We're experimenting. This is a bet. Baka lang. Bet ko lang na mag-work to. I'm not sure. It's a bet that I have, but we enter this knowing that it might also not work. They are meant to close the gaps between current reality and vision. Di ba yung opportunity gap na sinasabi ko last episode? You now fill it up with strategic bets. Most strategic bets range from 18 months to 3 years. Strategic bets makes a proactive rather than reactive. No, ang sinasabi mo, gagawin ko na to na solution, hindi ko sure kung tama. Pero I've studied current reality, this is where the vision goes, and so I'm creating those strategic bets. You create valuable new strategies that allow you to move forward with confidence. Now, mind you, no, strategic bets involves elements of risk. There is no guarantee that it will work. Ito yung nakakatakot. Kasi alam mong, hindi mo alam. I always say this. The road to success is littered with failures. Si Thomas Edison, alam niyo naman to, have found 10,000 ways a light bulb does not work. And that's how he was able to invent the light bulb. To improve the chances of your strategic bets paying off, make sure to clearly define them. Understand the why behind your bet. No, so may strategic bet ako, bakit ito? Yan yung nire-wrestle mo sa strategic meeting. Now, a note on strategic meeting. Pag nag-strategic meeting tayo, punong-puno dapat yan ng strategic bets. No? Magdi-discuss tayo, magdi-debate tayo on the why behind your bet. Why do we think this is gonna work? When we do strategic meeting sometimes, what we do is nagka-calendar tayo, or inuulit lang talaga natin yung dati nating strategy na hindi naman nag-work, tapos ikakalendaryo mo. No, take hours to wrestle with your strategic bets. Remember, this will always cost something. By saying yes to one strategic initiative, you say no to other options. So pag sinabi mo, siguro, the good example that I've used in this video is, we're saying no to targeting or putting 80% of our effort to the transients of Makati. That is big strategic shift. That means I'm saying yes to reaching out the residents of this city where I'll put 80% of the effort. We're not saying we're not going to reach out to the transients of Makati, but what we're saying is 80% of our effort will go towards the people living in the city because there's a lot of them here. That means it will change programs, language, and even things that we do, whether it's our examples, whether it's our preaching style, even how we're going to reach different campuses of the city, it's going to be very different. Because I say yes to this, I'll say no to another option. The new strategic bets will take time. It will take money, bandwidth, attention, and focus away from other areas of your work. You will have new tasks. Question is, will it be worth it? Each strategic bet must have a clear champion. Identify one person rather than a group or a team who owns the strategic bet for the organization. Right? So hindi dapat ikaw palagi yon. It could be somebody else from your management team or your executive team, and you're saying, ikaw ang champion dyan. Pag-isipan mo yan, pag-aralan mo yan, bigyan mo ako ngayon ng mga strategies at saka mga bets mo and the reason behind your bets. And then let's run with it after we wrestled with it for a few weeks or months. Now, leaders need to teach the team how to build a map. So ito yung strategic bet. Now, here's how we strategize it. That's why you have to fill the room with the right people. Pag nagmi-meeting kayo, huwag mo pa-meeting lahat ng staff. Marami kasi meeting, tawag dyan death by meeting ni Patrick Lencioni. Walang nangyari kasi sobrang daming tao. Pag 20 yung nasa meeting mo, ibig sabihin, download lang yan. Never yan maging strat planning. Ang strategic planning, mostly around 4, 5 people, 6 people, maybe 8 max. But you have to fill the room with right people. Ito yung mga tao magsasalita. Ito yung tao makipag-debate sa'yo. You've got to have those people with you. Now, have clarity around current reality when you do your strategic meeting. Know your precise starting point. Saan ba tayo nanggagaling? Dito tayo ngayon. This is where we are. And this is where we want to go. And then get buy-in and engagement in the vision of your future state. Dapat sold out mismo yung team mo na dito talaga tayo pupunta. And that's where we learn how to over-communicate the vision and the plan to our team and the people who are outside the strategic meeting. No, bebentahan mo rin talaga yan. Whether you like it or not. Ang leader, nasa sales din yan. No, kailangan mo sabihin, dito tayo papunta. So are you with me or not? Now, some potential blind spot no, for perspective 3. Beware of naysayers and negatrons. Not everybody wants change. No? Yung iba magiging negative, may strategic bet ka, hindi mag-work yan. After nyo mag-wrestle, after nyo pag-aralan, tandaan nyo, bet nga siya. So pag sinabi niya, nako, hindi mag-work yan, baka nga. Pero let's try it. Let's do it. Walang sisihan. Be clear on the 3 to 5 strategic bets that will have greatest impact on your organization or team and then execute them with excellence. No? So, ninipisan mo pa yan. Hindi lahat na napag-usapan nyo gagawin nyo kasi baka 10 yan, hindi nyo magagawa yan. Kailangan 2-3 lang yan. Ito muna gagawin natin. Tawag yan, big rock, small rock. Mag-focus kayo sa big rock. Pag nabago natin tong big rock, sobrang laki nito. Some organizations will take years because it's scattered effort, but now we have unified effort, we can actually deal with the big rock. Sabi ni David Packard, most people die from indigestion than starvation. Dahil sobrang dami nilang gustong gawin. And then lastly, you allocate the right resources. When I say right resources, dapat the right people who will lead it. Huwag niyong gagawin ha, ito maraming gumagawa nito. 5 kayo. Hindi kayo lahat same skill set. Pero dahil fair kang leader, gusto mo lahat mag-lead kahit yung iba hindi dapat nag-lead. You need to have the right people, you need to have the right process, and the right structure. Yan ang laman ng strat planning nyo. Okay? Sa third perspective, the strategic bet. Now you have strategic planning. When you're building culture, especially when you're starting, you need to have more strategic meetings. Bakit? Kasi nag-shape kayo ng culture eh. Nagbibuild kayo ng tamang structure and systems for it. So hopefully, again, this is just perspective number 3. Very exciting. Actually, madaming pwedeng discussion after this video sa mga strategic bets na meron kayo. So good for you to wrestle again with your team, especially with your executive or management team regarding this. And hopefully, you will take that risk. Bet ko na may strategy kayo after this video. Alright, so thank you guys. If you've been listening to this podcast or watching it on YouTube, please check out Design Your Life with Dennisy sa Spotify or sa YouTube. Alright, and also you can share this to your friends, share this to the people that you're working with, and maybe discuss some of the lessons that you'll be learning here today. I do hope and pray that you become an effective organization and a solid, cohesive team who would live out the purposes of God for your life. I pray for your flourishing for this year. God bless you, and see you once again in the next episode of Design Your Life podcast with Dennisy. God bless.